rising interest rates, lower tax receipts, ballooning deficit. What's a government to do? It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 30th of July. Thanks for clicking through. In a related development on the economy, we'll check on the housing market. Things are shifting there, too. Healthcare and shopping for the best price ain't working. Those stories, the markets, and our guests coming to us from Silicon Valley in California is Congressman Ro Khanna on jobs, international trade, technology, and the wise use of tax dollars. Then Ned Flynn from Arion HR joins us for a wide-ranging interview about business growth, business culture, and more. We'll end up the day with Laura Kennard on business networking and education. It's a packed day ahead. Thanks for clicking through. We'll check on the business news next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's T-E-R-O.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks for clicking through. Hey, you want to reach out to us on Twitter? It's at IOB_NewsHour. Let's check out the business news headlines ahead of our interview with Congressman Ro Khanna of California. So economists are becoming more and more concerned that the signs are pointing to a rough economic road ahead. The Fed is raising interest rates. The nation is not raking in enough cash through taxes. And the deficit, well, that's ballooning. You add it all together and the concern is something called a flattening yield curve. So what are we talking about? Well, the yield curve is usually measured by the gap between long-dated and short-dated yields. The spread between the 5-year note yield and the 30-year bond yield has narrowed to 25 basis points. That's the tightest level it's been since the year 2007. An inversion of the curve when short-dated yields edge above long-dated ones has preceded every recession since World War II. That's what we've got going on, and the federal government has little choice other than to keep expanding America's $15 trillion worth of treasuries, just as the Federal Reserve is raising rates and shrinking its balance sheet. Now, the Trump administration has been arguing that faster economic growth will help boost tax revenues and reduce the deficit, but that's not yet happening. Gross domestic product expanded to a 4.1% annual pace last quarter, the fastest since 2014. But tax revenue in the same period was little changed from the year earlier at $1 trillion. So you might want to strap in, kids. Things could get bumpy. You know, some folks were doing victory laps on Friday when we shared the report that our nation's GDP had hit 4.1%. But there are some other numbers to look at, and that has to do with what's brewing as a major housing slump, which could be a precursor to more economic troubles ahead. Residential investment, which includes construction and broker's fees, shrank in the second quarter for a third quarter out of four. Add to this the worst housing affordability in nearly a decade and rising mortgage rates, and well, you've got a recipe for a slowdown. You see, home sales help drive other parts of the economy, including consumer confidence, stuff that you buy to put in your new house, the pace of construction. There are signs also that buyer fatigue is setting in. According to the National Association of Realtors, existing home sales, which make up about 90% of the market, fell for a third straight month in June to an annual pace of 5.38 million units. Housing starts also fell to 1.1 million units. Back in March, the annual rate was 1.3 million units. While it's tough to come to conclusions about the economy on just housing, the reality is that for several months, key indicators have been downward. However, we are seeing a reversal in some home buying. Among millennials, more are deciding that owning a home beats rent, so more younger demographics are now starting to enter the market. Well, the theory is this. If people spend more of their own money on health care in the way of higher deductibles, then people will shop for health care more wisely, thereby reducing the cost of health care. That's the theory. But the theory ain't working. A body of research, including randomized studies, shows that people do, in fact, cut back on care when they have to spend more for it. The problem is they don't cut only wasteful care. They also forego the necessary kind. Shopping for health care when you're in a health care crisis just doesn't happen. Nobody in the middle of a heart attack is calling around for the cheapest cardiac care unit. So what about elective medical care? Well, scholars have estimated that as much as 30 to 40% of care falls into this category. That includes things like elective joint replacements and routine checkups. Yet, very few people shop for this type of care even when they're on the hook for the bill. Maybe it's too complex. But even when price transparency tools are offered to consumers, to make it easier, almost nobody uses them. Even if 40% of healthcare is shoppable, people are not shopping. Maybe we ought to incentivize something else. For example, maybe we could provide physicians with price, quality, and distance information for the services they recommend. You know, maybe financial bonuses we could give physicians and or patients some incentive to identify and suggest lower cost care. Leaving decisions to patients and making them spend more of their own money doesn't seem to work. Something else has got to happen, right? Right. Well, the steep decline in technology stocks that we saw last week continued this week. The tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped by 1.4% as shares of Facebook, Netflix, Amazon, and Google fell today. The S&P 500 declined 0.5% as the tech sector dropped. The Dow was down 144 points and change as Microsoft slid. Tech shares dove last week after Facebook dropped 19% on reporting weaker than expected revenue and lowering its revenue growth forecast. Facebook's massive drop sent the tech sector down by 1.1% last week. Now, in addition to tech stocks, we got other things brewing out there. Investors are looking at domestic issues with President Trump threatening a government shutdown over his wall. And get this, Canada, the European Union, Japan, Mexico, and South Korea are going to be meeting next week to discuss a response to the threats by President Donald Trump about slapping tariffs on U.S. auto imports. It's a mess, kids. At the bell, the Dow was down rose 144 points and change to end the day at 25,306. The NASDAQ has now posted its biggest three-day drop since late March, with shares of Facebook, they all went down today. NASDAQ closed down by 1.4% at 76.30. The S&P 500 fell by over 0.5% to 28.02. Oil gained today up $1.29 to close at 69.89, and the 10-year T-note was up to 2.975. Yikes. Hey, when we come back, a conversation with Congressman Ro Khanna, who represents the Silicon Valley in California. We're about to talk about international trade, technology, economic development, and the wise use of tax dollars. Ro Khanna on the Business News Hour, coming up next.